He had paled and seemed to be biting his lip to restrain any overt emotion. The case presented some interesting aspects which I thought to be challenging. Well now, isn't that just splendid? You want to strut your cleverness and let all of London see your superiority to the police, and what do you have to show for it? A dead child? Holmes made no reply. Lestrade continued. And have you no idea where we can contact his family? Most of the boys do not live with their families. They are street urchins. Let me enlighten you, Mr. Sherlock Holmes. Every one of your boys has a mother somewhere, and when one of them is murdered whilst working for Mr. Sherlock Holmes, the police have to find her and tell her. If I can assist you in that matter, I shall do so. No, Holmes, you cannot. But I will tell you what you can do. You can stop sending children out in the night and having them turn up dead in the morning. And here's something else you can do. You can drop everything you are doing and report to Scotland Yard whatever you have learned about that robbery. And do not expect a farthing from us for doing so. Lestrade turned abruptly from us and motioned to the ambulance workers to lift the boy's body into their wagon. Two constables came forward with a bucket of water and a scrub brush.